Huffsetter in the Catskills on WIOX Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, and this is National Public Health Week. Now, most people really don't understand what public health is about, why it's so important to our communities, and certainly here in the rural Catskill Mountains, public health is very important. And here to talk with us about public health today is Heather Warner, the Public Health Programs Manager for Delaware County Public Health Department. Heather, thank you so much for coming on to Health Center in the Catskills today.
Hi, Diana. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about what it is. What is public health?
Public health is different than other health because most of the time when people think of their health, they're thinking about direct care. And public health is looking at promoting and protecting the population of large populations, your community, and for us, it's for our county as a whole.
And so why did you decide to go into public health?
Well, it wasn't a direct entry into public health. I had went to school for exercise science, and I worked in a cardiac rehab, and I really enjoyed working there. And then I became very interested in health education. The health department had an opening for a health education coordinator, and that's how I got my foot into public health. And doing programs and doing dental education a lot with the schools and working with different coalitions. That's how I started here at Public Health.
And we should point out that a lot of public health is public education. So that's your skill is really important to public health, and I'm glad you're there. So one of the other things about public health is that if it's successful, you don't always know about the impact of it. It is about prevention. So an example that I like to use, if your water isn't contaminated, the health department's probably doing something well. Or if the infectious disease that's around doesn't spread the way it could, your health department may play a large role in this. So what are your thoughts about public health and prevention and being able to demonstrate to the public that public health matters?
Well, you're right. Most of the time, people don't even see public health working because they're behind the scenes. And when everything is good or your water isn't contaminated or there isn't an issue, we're invisible, some of the things that we do every day here at Public Health. And that's when things are going well. Of course, during COVID, that was a different time because it was quite visible what we were doing. But, you know, things every day that maybe that we take for granted, they were all part of public health advocating for healthier things happening in the community, like smoke-free indoor things. We take it for granted now. I think you go to a restaurant and, you know, people aren't smoking around you, or you're staying in a hotel and it's smoke-free. You easily, if you go to another state sometimes, then all of a sudden it becomes apparent to you that, I didn't have to breathe smoke, or you putting on seatbelts. There was a time where seatbelts weren't necessary. You didn't have to do it. Car seats are another public health endeavor, or vaccine-preventable diseases. All of those things public health has advocated for and worked with other agencies to try and bring the community better health and healthier. And tracking diseases and outbreaks is another thing that we do every day. There are some reportable diseases that we have to follow up on. And it's just more that sometimes it's food-related, foodborne illness that we do interviews with people on. And it's just to track to see maybe it might be involved with a larger foodborne illness that's going on nationwide. And sometimes that does happen. Sometimes it's just maybe it was your well or, you know, when you went hiking, maybe that's why you had a foodborne illness, but sometimes it's involved with something larger.
And one of the people who have looked at what has had the greatest impact on improving the health of nations, the health of communities over the last couple centuries, the biggest impact is not medical care. It's actually improved sanitation and water.
Mm-hmm.
So it speaks a lot to the importance of the kind of work that you do, I think. So let's talk specifically about the Delaware County Public Health Department. Talk about what you guys do. What do you do? What kinds of things you've already mentioned, tracking some infectious disease. Mm-hmm. Say a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, Delaware County Public Health is considered a partial service health department. We have full service health departments, and we have partial service mm-hmm. health departments in the state. A lot of the larger health departments, of course, are full service. And all that means is that they have an environmental portion to their health department uh-huh. that do like the food inspections for that camp, and then they do camp inspections, they do restaurant investigations and inspections, water, fair, those types of things. They handle that. Uh-huh. Now, we don't have sanitarians, environmental staff in our office, and neither does Otsego Green and Otsego and Green either. So our environmental staff or sanitarians are handled by the Oneonta New York State Department of Health District Office.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they handle that. We also work with them. The director there sits on our health service advisory board, and sometimes we have to do investigations together. Sometimes there's an investigation at a camp that's a communicable disease, and we work together. Sometimes it's a foodborne illness that becomes a little bit bigger that's been at a restaurant, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't become as big. They notify us if there's a water boil advisory. Sometimes we help spread the word about that, as well as emergency services to try and make sure people understand that they have a water boil advisory at that time. But we work with them, but they're definitely their own entity that way. We also work closely with them for lead poisoning prevention program.
Great.
They have to do the environmental inspection in the home because the high blood lead level might be from an environmental issue, which it usually is in the home. And we go in and we do case management, and we also provide education on nutrition and hand washing and cleaning, but they go in there to try and test some places like your windowsills, floor, toys, and different things to see where the child's being exposed to possible lead. So now, we work with them on that.
Now, you also sponsor things like rabies clinics, is that right?
We do. Sponsor rabies clinics. That's part of our rabies program because the health department is concerned about the possible human exposure to rabies. Mm-hmm. So more than likely, people may get exposed to rabies through their dog or their cat because if they're not vaccinated, they could pass it on to the people that care for them. So we do offer those. It's partially funded by the state to do some of that. And we also do, like, rabies investigations and follow-up, which it's getting to be that time of year where we have more bite reports. It gets busy in the summertime with rabies. We also have a lot of children's programs that, like, early intervention program, and that's for, like, birth to age 3, and then preschool and special education programming. And they're not heavily funded by the state. So that's kind of more county dollars, but it is mandated by the state that we do it. But we do have some funding from the state, but it is limited. We also have an immunization program, and we provide education to the community about immunizations. We provide, we also go into offices, the immunization program, just to make sure that they're putting things into the state system correctly. We offer guidance to them, and we do those annually with different doctors' offices. And we work with a coalition to try and promote different immunizations in systems. And we do offer a clinic for people who are underinsured or uninsured every month.
So one of the things that I want to talk about, the current priorities of the health department, one of the things that I was curious about was, as we've heard about avian flu that's now moving from bird to cows and now one human, are you all also keeping your eye on that since we have so many cows in this area? Is that on your radar screen?
We have been looking at that. That's something that we have a New York State Department of Health does put out like a weekly communicable disease call, and it's something that they're watching, and so they're giving us updates right now as we go along. Not a lot different than the one thing that we're getting more geared up for, only because nationwide and worldwide it's increasing, is measles right now.
Right.
So we had our first positive in New York State out of New York City. Was that 2 weeks ago? That happened in Nassau County. So we're just gearing up, trying to make sure we have education together. We have camps, in the sense it is a worldwide issue, and some of our camps do have people that come from different countries as counselors, and, you know, people travel a lot more than they used to. So we're just getting prepared for that possibility.
Yeah, and of course, the vaccination rate on measles has fallen, which is such a shame because we were doing quite well on measles eradication.
We were indeed. What we have found, and that was through a lot of with Rockland County when they had in 2019 through 2018 and 2019, they had a pretty steady outbreak in their county for measles. And what they found is that parents were leery to get their children vaccinated at the designated times of 1 and 4. They wanted to vaccinate after 4 years old. So that seemed to be an issue around trying to get the measles outbreak under control.
So there obviously are a lot of issues that the public health department could be addressing, but you're limited in resources. And so how do you set priorities? To what extent is the county able to set its own agenda versus you have directives from the state or from the federal government? And when those mandates come down that you need to do this or that, are you given the resources to do it as well, or does the county have to bear the cost of all that?
Yes and no. It's complicated.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It's never direct.
Yes.
I can say that some of our funding is funded by the state that does come from the feds, and it's allocated on your population and how much money you get that way. And a lot of those are set, different programs like communicable disease, emergency preparedness, rabies, immunization, their lead poisoning prevention, all those things are just kind of set. And then sometimes you get some block grants, but it's all based upon your population, and you don't have to compete to get them, but it's a block grant from DOH. But it's also one of those things that you have to do. And we do get funded for it. Then we also have the opportunity when we do our community health assessment and we work with, and the hospitals do their community service plan every few years, that we can do a deeper dive into our data and also do some community surveying. We also survey like community agencies that we work with on what the different priorities are in our county. And some there's more information on that through New York State Department of Health Prevention Agenda. And some of those categories are preset by the state what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And by and large, throughout the whole state, not just Delaware County, like the larger issues are chronic health conditions like cancer, heart disease, mm-hmm. which are, you know, nutritional and lack of exercise to a certain extent. Then we also, what's been increased, another thing that has always came up for Delaware County and like it had been an issue is suicides in our county.
Yes.
So we started the Suicide Prevention Network. And we work to try and educate people, go to schools and maybe do like, some education on suicide, recognizing maybe some symptoms that maybe people are experiencing and maybe how to talk to them and refer them to resources, as well as being involved in the walk every year as well. But really trying to get people the resources that they need. From that, other things that have came up on our last community health assessment is mental health issues, mm-hmm. Opioid, drug use. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that comes up is access to health care, especially for specialty services, but maybe just access to health care because we are in need of more doctors in the area and mid-level practitioners, but it's hard for a lot of the hospitals and to keep people here or to recruit to keep people here. So we have more people that need services, but they can't get them.
Yeah.
And transportation is a big issue in our county.
Yes, it is.
Well, so we work with different community agencies that can try and help those because those aren't typically things that public health can do, but we want to connect people and work with other agencies that can address those issues.
So, Heather, in the few minutes we have left, one of the concerns that I've had is that, as you know, during the COVID pandemic, the public health departments were doing double time. I mean, you guys were working all the time. And, you were doing a terrific job. I mean, nobody does perfectly during these crises. And, you all had all hands on deck for that. Across the country, there has been a backlash against public health departments and public health officials because they're seen by some folks as recommending restrictions that you and I know are there to protect whole communities. And you have to balance, you know, individual mm-hmm. right with the rights of a community to have health. And so I'm interested in first, did you experience much of that kind of a backlash? And second, what can people do? I mean, you've just talked about the value of public health in our communities. What can people do to support public health here in our region? So what kind of experience did you have during COVID?
You're right. We did work a lot of hours. it's funny because we talk about it a little bit, but we can talk about it now and kind of giggle about things. There was a time that we weren't giggling so much because I think we were still like really exhausted from it. But we're getting to a place that we can talk. By and large, I have to say that the majority of the public was very good to us. The problem, but there were times that there were some people in the public that weren't very nice to us. And unfortunately, those are the ones that kind of stick in your head. But I think that's the case for all professions at times. And we really tried to keep in mind that everyone was just really frustrated. This was a lot of unknowns for people. We were asking businesses, community members, schools to do things that they had never been asked to do.
Yeah.
Or trained to do. So even when it would get tough here in the office, our director, myself, and other people, we just try to remind people, you know, we've never experienced this kind of thing ever in our lifetime. And school officials didn't go to school to do line list and do, like, mitigation practices. They went to school to educate people. So we tried to keep that in mind when we were talking to people and try to be understanding. And, you know, sometimes when people talk to us, they were upset, but there wasn't anybody else to be, to direct their frustration with, whether it be not being able to work or the kids not being able to go to school or just your regular day-to-day activities being disrupted for a long time.
So what can people do now to support public health?
So, public health, like we said before, works well when, you know, it's behind the scenes. You don't even know that it's happening. But there are things that you can do. You can make healthier choices every day for yourself. But also, like, if the school is trying to implement some better practices of maybe offering healthier foods to support that or things in your community to help support, you know, maybe going on walking trails, different things like that that help make your community healthier and safer. You could support those things. And also sometimes when, you know, we give you a call because, you know, maybe your dog bit someone, we're calling you because of the possible human exposure to rabies, and we are concerned about someone's health. We're not interested in taking your dog away from you. We understand that dogs bite sometimes, and, you know, we're just interested in keeping the population healthy. Or sometimes we have to do a communicable disease call. We're just interested in care about keeping our community healthy.
Now, if people would like more information, and I'm going to say this, you can't, but I'm going to say it, and that is, you can tell the county, the Board of Supervisors, and the powers that be at the county level, that public health is very important to you. And I think the more that our officials know that public health is important to this community, the better. But I'm biased because I'm a public health person. So now, if people want to learn more about what the health department is doing, what's your website?
Sure, we're www.DelawareCountyPublicHealth.com.
One more time.
www.DelawareCountyPublicHealth.com. And we also have a Facebook page where you can find information there. And right now there's all periodically there's information that's happening right now. And right now we're trying to remind people to be safe during the eclipse and doing the eclipse safely. So there's some good information there.
Good. Yes, you don't want to look at that eclipse without the proper glasses on.
That's right.
All right. Well, glad you got that in. Heather Warner, Public Health Programs Manager at the Delaware County Public Health Department. Thank you so much for coming on to Health Cetera in the Catskills, and happy National Public Health Week.
Oh, well, thank you, Diana. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Come back again. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, really important work by the health department, and it does deserve our full support.